Welcome to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is a podcast version of the regular monthly article, The First Time, written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott-Jones. The First Time is a series of articles designed to explore issues that are common but challenging for people new to general practice, and to refresh ideas in rusty, moth-eaten dodos like myself. This time we're going to talk about the driver's license medical. These can seem to be bread-and-butter type consultations, but they're full of fishhooks. You need to prepare. Prepare by reading the Medical Aspects of Fitness to Drive document available from the New Zealand Transport Agency. It's great online at the website nzta.govt.nz, but have a hard copy in the surgery. Even the appendices are gripping. Make sure you read it right the way through, just maybe not in the hour before bedtime. Look at the great road sign test at the back as a cognitive screening tool, for example. It's really useful. Although most driving licenses come up for renewal every 10 years, we have an obligation to protect not only the patient in front of us, but also potential victims. Let people know if a new medical condition or a drug affects their driving safety. Make a note of the helpline number 0800 822 422 and extension 8089. Here you'll find the medical advisory team. They're amazingly helpful and always seem pleased when you ring. I'm sure they're busy people, but they give the impression that there's no such thing as a dumb question, and if you hadn't rung, their day would have been less enjoyable. The driving license medical is a bit like Rod Stewart's career. It could have been pretty brief and stuck to the essentials, or it could go endlessly on covering more and more ad nauseam. One of the greatest things about the driving license medical is the box that allows you to acknowledge that this was either a complete or an incomplete medical examination, without any specific detail about what was done. This gives the impression that you could get away with just the essentials, hearing, vision, and past medical history. But there's a pitfall. Read the small print. When you sign someone as fit to drive, you're saying, in a legally binding document, that you've considered the whole of the medical aspects of fitness to drive document in making that statement. Not so confident now, Mr. Bond. Every driver's medical should assess and record an examination of the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system, and the central nervous system, with particular focus on cognitive skills, reaction times, and coordination. It's pretty rare for me to do a complete examination of every one of those systems in a driver's license medical. But as a generalist, I can make a pretty good stab at it, especially with commercial drivers and people I don't know. In fact, with these people, I usually add in a random blood glucose for good measure. It's interesting to think about three situations. When you're doing a driver's license medical with a familiar patient, when you're doing it for a stranger, and when you're doing a medical where you know you're going to have to refuse to grant the license. Even with the familiar patient, it's important to cover the basis of examination and ask all the past history questions. Your records may be incomplete. Something new may have happened. Remember, you could put restrictions on a license, not to drive after dark due to effective glare on vision for someone with early cataracts, for example. But be wary. How do you feel about, I'll only drive to the shops and back, doctor? Ask yourself, is this person really safe? It can be tempting to overlook issues when you know the impact on the patient and their family of a withdrawal of the license. Know yourself. It may be wise to get a colleague to undertake the medical if you are compromised by kindness. Doing the driver's license medical for a stranger can be more complex. Sometimes it's an obese middle-aged guy or a dottery elderly lady who comes in as a casual patient saying no, they've never seen a doctor in their lives and they need a driver's license medical. The key here is to do everything, even palpate the abdomen for an aortic aneurysm. Suspect everyone, trust no one, as my dad told me. The backstory may come out in the course of questioning, but as most GPs know, stranger danger is not only for kids. This situation calls for a full history and thorough examination. Show the patient, as they sign the form, that they are stating that they are telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth about their past medical history. Apart from my immediate family members, I reckon I'm pretty good at picking up when people are lying. Try continued probing, even asking similar questions in different ways. So you say you've never had any sort of a blackout, ever? Not many people can say that. Have you ever felt faint? Really? Never? Most of us have had a few dizzy turns. What about you? Some will crack. I spent a little time with the CIA as an intern and developed a version of waterboarding involving a bag of dextrose saline and a crepe bandage. That's very rarely needed. Key tip. If you can identify a previous doctor, always ask to get a summary of their records. Speak to the practice or request the medical file is transferred if they're registered with you. The refusal driver's license medical is probably one of the most difficult things, but harden up, this is serious stuff. Patients may appear surprised or angry when you tell them that they're not fit to drive. Passing my driver's license was one of the best days of my life, and the idea of someone taking away that independence just because I can't remember the name of the Prime Minister would be infuriating too. The problem is, this won't go away even after the next election. If they're able, you can suggest a further assessment by an occupational therapist. Enable New Zealand on 0800 171 981 for more details. And a key tip, if possible, involve a third person in the consultation. A family member's ideal. Put your advice in writing and give it to the patient at the time. If the patient gives the impression that they're going to continue driving despite your advice, or you become aware that they're driving anyway, you are obliged to inform the NZTA. Documentation is everything here. And a key tip, as always, first, you save yourself. Write down what you do and what you tell the patient. Most practice management systems have shortcuts and keyword capabilities. Make one that covers the driving license medical for your records. Well, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Remember, look for more on iTunes and have a look at the New Zealand Doctor website. Subscribe to the paper at newzealanddoctor.co.nz and follow me on Twitter at ApodikiGP.